So it's the Hayden versus Raven cake-off. My 15-year-old daughter, Hayden, challenged Raven to a cake-off because both of them feel that they are the superior cake bakers.
I mean, I just have to say that. Hayden's whole demeanor throughout this has been a little bit aggressive. I'm a little bit more relaxed in this. I like to find relaxation in my baking, but I'm glad that she's proud of her accomplishments.
Yeah. Hayden, I believe, told Raven on Friday that his baking is like school on a Sunday, no class. All right. So we have the judges here, producer John and producer Sean. Raven, what kind of cake did you make?
So I took it back to the first cake that I ever made that really was like, you know what? I like making cakes, and I've gone with the lemon cake in this. It's a very simple recipe. It's kind of like a southern pound cake style of that. It should be moist and tangy. Fresh ingredients, Anna. That's the key.
We going for it? We doing this?
Yeah, Sean's already eating.
Sean's already eating.
All right.
I love that icing, man.
Okay, so
that's homemade icing. Thank you very much. It's all homemade.
I mean, bud, you make a great cake.
Thank you. That's nice. I didn't refrigerate it this time. It's the one thing I did different. It got too dense last time, I think.
Hayden, while they're eating the lemon cake, I should let you know, has made cake pops. Her cake pops have been said to be better than Starbucks. And I want you to know that John ripped his right off the stick, Hayden, as I told you would happen here.
I mean, I would say that it fell off, so which kind of loses points for structural integrity. No offense, Hayden, but I'm just saying it feels like it fell.
So I got to tell you something, Hayden. As soon as I saw the bag come in with these, I got to tell you, I started sweating. I mean,
you have food in your mouth, Raven. Oh, don't talk good when you have food in your mouth. It's disgusting.
That's real.
I got to try both, though.
All right, Hayden, what did you make? Go ahead.
Yep. I made chocolate cake pops with a chocolate covering, and then I made vanilla cake pops with a vanilla covering, and then I also made gluten-free, dairy-free cookies for you, Mom.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Which one is that?
You're welcome.
That's the vanilla with the vanilla topping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
There's more cake pops if you guys are interested. I have an entire bag of them here.
Raven, I am so sorry, man, but these cake pops are such too good. They just don't. The lemon cake does not compare. I'm sorry.
The lemon cake's great, though.
No, don't say this just because she's 15.
Did anybody in the room think that I was going to beat the 15-year-old teenage girl?
This is what I've got. I think the vanilla coating with the vanilla frosting is top, and then I like the lemon cake, and then I like the chocolate one. The chocolate one's very good, but it's very rich. It's tough to, like, you know what I mean? The lemon one and the vanilla one let me keep going.
Hey, I'm going to be real with you. I can eat 1,000 of these chocolate ones.
Oh, boy.
Well, we have 1,000 of them in that bag, so it's going to be a long day for Raven. All right, Hayden, how do you feel about what you put forth today in the competition?
I feel pretty good. I think I did pretty good work. I worked hard on those.
She's literally dedicated her entire Saturday to making them. She must, and she's going to bring them to her theater group tomorrow, too.
Yeah, my recipe is supposed to be 15-minute prep time, an hour total. Like cook time. It took me all day too, but these cake pops are really, really good.
All right, so who's the ultimate winner in the Hayden versus Raven cake off?
The best in show was definitely the vanilla cake pop.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I feel like we said this five times already.
All right, good.
You're just making me feel worse.
Congratulations, Hayden.
Thank you.